का कृतुभिकृतामि शैष्णवसाति शयान निर्मला तस्मात् अदृष्ट सुत दूषणं परं भक्त्युक्त ईशं भजतात्मलब्धये। प्रहलाद महाराज सेज टेस्टिमोनियल बॉय फ्रेंड्स, इट इज लर्न फ्रॉम वैदिक लिटरेचर दैट बाय परफॉर्मिंग ग्रेट सैक्रिफाइसेस वन मे एलिवेट हिमसेल्फ to the heavenly planet. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure nirmalam, are free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inability. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scripture. Śrīla Prabhupāda stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kheṇe Punya Marta Lokam Viśanti. Even if one is promoted to the higher planetary systems by performing great sacrifices, which are accompanied by the sinful act of sacrificing animals, the standard of happiness in Surgaloka is also not free of disturbances. There is a similar struggle for existence even for the king of heaven, Indra. Thus, there is no practical benefit in promoting oneself to the heavenly planets. Indeed, from the heavenly planets, one must return to this earth after one has exhausted the results of his pious activities. In the Vedas, it is said, "Tadyatheha karma jito loka hiyate evam eva mutra punya jito lokaha hiyata." As the material positions we acquire here by hard work are vanquished in due course of time, one's residence in the heavenly planets is also eventually vanquished. According to one's activities of piety in different degrees, one obtains different standards of life, but none of them are permanent, and therefore they are all impure. Consequently, one should not endeavor to be promoted to the higher planetary systems only to return to this earth or descend still lower to the hellish planets. To stop this cycle of going and coming down, going up and coming down, one must take to Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, "Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasada Paya Bhakti Lata Bhijava." The living entity is rotating in the cycle of birth and death, going sometimes to the higher planets, sometimes to the lower planets, but that is not the solution to the problems of life. But if by the grace of Krishna one is fortunate enough to meet a guru, a representative of Krishna, one gets the clue to returning home back to Godhead, having achieved self-realization. This is what is actually desirable. Bhajatātma labdhaye. One must take to Krishna consciousness for self-realization. It is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, nirmalam, are free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary. Therefore, they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard of to possess in Britain. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion as described in the revealed scriptures. Bhaktupriyisam bhajatatmalabdhahi. Prahlad Maharaj says, there are 84 lakhs of species of life, out of which the human form of life is durlabham, rarely obtained. The demigod life that means in heavenly planets, the demigod life is also not considered durlabha. You understand? Only the human life is considered durlabha. Why? Why so? The demigods of inconceivable in our part, the duration of life is so long. You understand? But here in this material world, our duration of life is very short, isn't it? And the heavenly planets, there are much enjoyment, much more enjoyment than we get here, isn't it? And they are also more powerful than we. They have some controlling capacity also, isn't it? All these things are there. So, here, Prahlad Maharaj says, still, it is not nirmalam. It is not free from disturbances. You understand? There are also disturbances. It is said that Jivan Sangram, struggle for existence, isn't it? All are struggling very hard in this material world for existence. You understand? And in heavenly planets also, demigods are also struggling hard for existence. You understand? The king of the heaven, Indra, is not free from this. He has fear. He is also afraid of losing his position. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this matya loka, this material existence, is dukhalem asashvatam. You understand this? Dukhalem asashvatam. What does it mean?
Temporary and full of
misery. Yes. This material existence is temporary and full of misery. Similarly, the life in heavenly planets is temporary and miserable. You understand? That will also vanquish. That will also be vanquished in course of time. And those demigods, those who reside in the heavenly planets, are also afraid of the demons. Sometimes demons attack the heavenly planets, isn't it? There are always fighting, war between demigods and demons. You understand? And these two types, of beings are here in this material world always. What are those two types?
Bhakta and abhakta.
Yes. Daiva asura eva cha. Do bhuta sarga loki asmin daiva asura eva cha. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said. Do means to There are always two types of beings here in this material, Daiva and Asura, demigods and demons. You understand? Who is demigod and who is a demon? Who is a demigod and who is a demon?
Demigod is a bhakta who is.
Yes.
And a demon, a bhakta.
Demon, a bhakta. Yes. Vishnu bhakta, prakta daiva, asuram, tad viparjaya. You understand? This is stated. Vishnu bhakta, prakta daiva, asuram, tad viparjaya. One who is a Vishnu bhakta, devotee of Vishnu, or one Vishnu, is known as Daiva. Who is not a devotee, that means non-devotee, is Asura, he is demon. You understand? What are you? A Daiva or Asura? No worry.
I want to become
a... Want to become. What are you now? Asur? Demon?
No, I'm Daiva.
You are Daiva. Because you have come to this path of devotional service and also taken shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. You understand? In this material world, the living entities, those who are not realized self, you understand? Those who have not developed this devotional, the attitude of devotional service or bhakti, are those who have not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, you understand? They are performing fruitive activities. Sometimes they perform great fire sacrifices, yajna. They perform many pious activities. You understand? So as a result of that, they are elevated to the heavenly planets. And they get much more material enjoyment than is available here in this earth planet. Isn't it? But Prahlad Maharaj says, it is not free from the taint of material contamination, not nirmala. It is also temporary and will be vanquished in course of time. Again, you have to come down here, kine punye matta lokam vishanti. When this result of that pious activities will be exhausted, you have to again come down here to the earth planet, all low planets, hellish planets also. So, why shall you endeavor to go there? It is foolishness, isn't it? It's foolishness. Nobody should endeavor. He is to get Krishna and please him. How can you do it? How can you do it? Have you seen Krishna? Can you please him in any way? Then, what is the process? If you can serve his pure devotee, his representative of Krishna, surrender unto his lotus feet and serve him and search by him, then you can get the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna will be satisfied. Jasya prasannanna gati kuto. If Guru is dissatisfied, what will happen? If he is not satisfied,
he can get, one cannot get Krishna's mercy.
That's a fact. You can get Krishna's mercy. How many are trying to get it? Very few. In this material world, isn't it? Are all trying for it? No. Very few. Those who are fortunate. Isn't it? Brahmanda Vamite kon bhagyavan jiva. Those are fortunate enough. Those who own that bhakti in mukhi sukruti. They come to Guru. They meet Guru, bona fide Guru, and take shelter at his lotus feet and try. You understand? They are very few. They are not great in number. Isn't it? They are pretty stated. Jasya prasananna gati kuto. If Guru is not satisfied, you are finished. Isn't it? Therefore, one must satisfy Guru. In many revealed scriptures it is stated, Vedic scriptures, Haro ruste guru strata, guru ruste na pascha. Tasma sarva pradatrena guru meva prasada. If Lord Hari is dissatisfied, the guru can deliver you. You understand? That is not so great offense. If Lord Hari is dissatisfied, Guru can deliver you. Guru rushte na kasyam. If Guru is dissatisfied, Lord Hari cannot deliver you. He cannot do anything. You understand? Tasma sarva pradatrena guru meva prasadoye. Therefore, you should endeavor best. You must try your best to please Guru. You understand? Again, in Brahma Vaivarta Purana it is said, upadeshtaramam nayagatam pariharanta je tanutanapi prabhyada kruta gnano pabhunjati bodha kalu sitastena dauratmam prakatikrutam guru je na parityaktastena tyaktam pura hari. Upadeshtaramam nayagatam pariharanti je tanutanapi kruta yadaha kruta gnono pabhunjati bodha kalusitastena dauratyam prakatikrutam guru jena parityaktastena tyakta pura hari. You have, suppose you have accepted a bona fide guru, or someone has accepted a bona fide guru who comes in the bona fide disciplic succession, amnaya parampara. You understand? But if someone leaves that guru, what will happen? They become ungrateful, isn't it? If such a disciple, accepting a bona fide guru, later on leaves him, he becomes ungrateful. You understand? Kṛtaghna. If you'll die, even the jackals and vultures won't eat his place. You understand? You understand, Gopikanto? Even the jackals and vultures won't eat his place, his dead body. You see? You understand? Such is the concept. He must go to hell definitely. But his dead body is even also not eaten by vultures and jackals. You understand? One, the disciple who lives such a guru, Lord Hari, lives him also. You understand? Vikhyakale sishya kare atmanivedam, saikale krishna tare kare atmasham. We say, When a disciple accepts a bona fide spiritual master and surrenders unto his lotus feet, at that time, at the time of initiation, Guru takes that disciple to the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna accepts him. You understand? Krishna accepts him. But if such a disciple leaves such a Guru, it's all right, Krishna has already accepted me, now I'll leave the Guru. But the benefit of serving Guru or taking shelter at his lotus feet. I have already accepted by Krishna. It's finished now. Then what will happen? Krishna will kick him, get out here. You understand? Before that, you must have thought of, yes, I will leave Satguru. I have already been accepted by Krishna. I'll leave this school. I won't solve this school. This is a very hard task, master. Inflicting very severe discipline on me, which is unbearable. I cannot bear this. You understand? Very hard-hearted fellow. Seems so. Hard task, master. I want to be a very great man. But he wants me to serve him as a slave. Why shall I be like that? Let me leave him. You understand? If he thinks in his mind, from that very thinking, Krishna kicks him, get out of here. You understand? And his knowledge is polluted now. You understand? Because by the grace of Guru, he gets the knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Now that knowledge is gone, polluted. Now he will become a Duratma. He cannot become a Mahatma. He will become a demon, yes. Yes. Yes, that's a fact. Everything, whatever he has done in this path, you understand, it is not lost. But its progress is checked. You understand? Progress is checked. Thereby he commits offense. We say 10 offenses, nama prab. Guru Abhagya, you understand, the greatest offense. And one must go to hell, suffer. You understand? And this is the consequence. If you die, even his dead body cannot be eaten by vultures and the jackals. You understand? You understand Gopikanta? He'll suffer definitely, but next bar he'll get a very good bar, give that chance again. But this life finished, he must suffer. That's the condition. It is never lost, that's the fact. But why won't you get and upheld this opportunity in the very life? And go back home, back to God. He's an intelligent person. And who will say, when again I'll be given such opportunity, human birth again? As Bharat Maharaj had to undergo 3 lives, you see. 3 lives. Such an elevated person. He had to undergo 3 lives. Then, do you expect that you have to undergo only 3 lives? How many lives? Lots of faces, lives may go, isn't it? When such opportunity will come, we don't know. Punasa Brahma Vaivarta Purana says, Pratipadya Gurum Dastu Mahadi Pratipadyati Sakalpakoti Narake Pachyati Purusadama. That's in Oriya. Listen to it very carefully. Gopikanta. This is important. This is the answer to your question. Pratipadya Gurum Dastu Mahadi Pratipadyati Sakalpakoti Narake Pachyati Purusadama. If some person once said, yes, he is my guru, once said, you understand? But to speak of surrendering, once said, yes, he is my guru, just said. But out of delusion, if you live such guru, you understand? What is the consequence? It becomes Naradhama, you understand? Lowest of mankind. Naradhama. And for cross of kalpas, he has to suffer in hellish planets. You understand? Cross of kalpas, koti kalpas. Aha! You see? What is this nonsense? One should be intelligent enough not to commit such an offense. This is Brahma Vaivarta Purana says this. Kambhuta. Again, in Ananta Sanghita it is stated. You understand, Prahlad? Adhikhipta gurum mahapurusam pravadanti je sukarattam bhavati vate sang janma sate sopi. Those out of ignorance, you understand, or jnanatavasa, and instead of glorifying Guru, blaspheming. You understand? And consider Guru as a mere human being. As Krishna says, Acharya mang bijanyam, nava munyat kori chis, nam artya putya sveta sarva deva maya guru. Do you know this verse? So then Acharya, guru, is my representative, mang. Do you understand? Is as good as myself. Do you understand? Mang bijanyam. Don't think him as a mere human being. Nava manyat kari, nam artya putya sveta sarva deva maya guru. All the demigods are resting in the body of that guru. That verse says so. So here Jnananta Sanghita says, adhikipya guru mahat purusam pravadanti je sugaratam bhavati evati sanjana sate swabhi. Out of ignorance, if such a person, foolish person, thinks Guru as an ordinary human being, and instead of glorifying him, blasphemes him. For 100 lives, he will be burned as a stool eater hog. You understand, Gopikanta? 100 lives. There is fine glory, you see. Then Urdhamnaya Tantra says, Tavadara dhaye sisya su prasanno dadabhave guru prasanne sisyasya sadhya papakheyo bhave Brahma Vishnu Maheshadi devata muni yogina kurvantyasva graham tushto guru tushte na sansayam. Dhamnaya Tantra says, tada tavada aradhoye sisya suprasanno dada bhave guru prasanne sisyasya sadya papakheyo bhave Brahma Vishnu Maheshadi devata muni yogina kurbantyasvagram tushtogru pushtena sanshaya. Your duty is to satisfy Guru, please Guru, isn't it? Unless, as long as Guru is not pleased, you have to serve him wholeheartedly. You understand? If Guru is pleased, then all these reactions of the sinful life is annihilated. You understand? If Guru is pleased, automatically Lord Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, all demigods, all munis, all yogis, all pleased. Automatically. You need not serve them. You understand? So many things are there. In Guru Tantra, it is said, Jadi bhagya vasanaiva chadu chishtam lavennara pranamya murdha bhuktabhyam sudhasudham na vicharai. Jadi bhagya vasanaiva chadu chishtam lavennara pranamya murdha bhuktabhyam sudhasudham na vicharai. If someone is fortunate enough, gets the remnants of his Guru. You understand? And immediately bow down to it, those remnants. Bow down and take it. Don't consider whether he is pure or impure. Don't consider such things. You understand? It is taken. This is a good fortune if someone gets such thing, to be considered fortunate. Immediately bow down and take it without considering whether it is pure or impure. There are three things, very powerful things, you know. Three powerful things are there to make advancement in this path of devotion. Do you know it, Prahlad? Remnants, yes. You don't know? You know? Gopikanta, you know? Bhakta bhukta sesa bhakta pada raja bhakta pada bhukta jara dina dhare mahava. That is stated. These three, the remnants of a pure devotee or guru, and dust of his feet, and the water washed by, there is water that washes, the feet of Guru or pure devotee, this three, very powerful. You understand? Tino Mahabala, very powerful. You understand? That is better. One must have this three. Then he can make advancement in this path of devotional service. He becomes very strong. You understand? Is empowered, transcendental. You understand? Mahava. He asked a question. He asked that in Bhagavad Gita, only four this Varna Vibhag, caste systems, have been said, not Ashram Vibhag. You understand? Not said. He said, you understand? But when you say, it asks me, tells me, You speak about Varna and Ashram, but it is not said in Gita. Nothing said about Ashram. I say, Gita contains only 700 verses, and it is the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads. Upanishads are considered the top portion of the Vedas. You understand? So, you cannot understand this Gita by your own knowledge, mundane knowledge, or scholarship, erudition. You understand? You have to listen it from a bona fide guru. Guru explains all these things. When Guru Dev explains this verse, he says about Varna as well as Ashram. Whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita, in a very summary, it is like a summary of all Vedic literature, in a condensed form, said in a condensed form, the same thing has been said in Srimad Bhagavatam in a vivid way, very descriptive way. So in Bhagavatam you will find Ashram Vibhag. You understand? Bhagavatam says, though it is not said in Gita. So, when Gurudev explains, he speaks all about Varna as well as Ashram. He also quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not different from Gita also. Gita is Mukhanishruta Bani of Bhagavan. Gita is also known as the Upanishad, Gita Upanishad, is Veda. It has come out from the lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Tulya Bhagavato, Vibhusarvasa. Srimad Bhagavatam is also as good as Krishna. Krishna's Bani and Krishna is non-different. So Gita is non-different from Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam is also non-different from Krishna. It is also Bhagavad Bani. There are many things spoken by the Lord, mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Madhava Uddhava Sambhada, as we say. Madhava means Supreme Personal Godhead, an inquiry of Uddhava, so many things. You understand? So there you will find Ashram Vibhag, Ashram Vichar. Though it is not said in Gita, it is understood there. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master when explains this thing, he speaks about it. Both Varna and Ashram. You understand? Those who are in Grihastha-ashrama, for them there are this Varna Vibhag, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Understand? And also those who are Brahmacharis, they are also known as Brahmanas. They become Brahman. Understand? And those who leave home after Grihastha-ashrama become Vanaprastha and accept the highest ashram, sannyasa ashram, there is no consideration of this Varna Vibhag. You understand? No consideration at all. And above all, when one becomes a completely, as per the instruction of the last conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, sarvadhamman pritijya, mamikam saranambhava. If someone does this, giving up all other religions, is completely surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes Vaishnava. You understand? Vaishnava is Ati Buddhi. So you cannot consider what caste this Vaishnava belongs to. No. Then you become Narada, you go to hell. No caste consideration at that time. You understand? Transcends all varnas and ashramas also. Ashramas also. Varnasram vibha gondiru mukta hi gala. Jatiprata or sannyas, same thing. After 50 years is. Vanprastha means he leaves home, then accepts sannyas, jatiprata. Yes. General rule. General rule. If 100 years duration of life, then 4 divisions. Brahmachari 25 years, then next 25 grihastha, then vanprastha 25, then sannyas. It's broad division. It's broad division. But exceptional cases are there. Those who develop tibra vairagya, great vairagya, you understand? During brahmachari life, there are other ashram jiva, that means grihastha and vanprastha is stopped. Directly they will be awarded sannyas. That is also in shastra. Dayachana. It is a kramadipa. Yes?
This verse in Bhagavad Gita, it appears for me very, very deep. Janma karma chama yam yam yudhita. So, we're reading Bhagavad Gita, given by Prabhupada. So, what is this, by reading Bhagavad Gita, what is this apparent consideration and absolute consideration? How can one achieve that absolute consideration?
Yes. Because Vaishnava philosophy means absolute consideration. You understand? When a Vaishnava gives commentary on it, he gives absolute consideration. No apparent. You understand? Krishna said, Abhajananti Mangura, Manusim Tanuasitam. He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. One is a mudha, a rascal, he thinks me as an ordinary human being. Manusim Tanu. He doesn't know my position as Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? Param Bhava Dhananta. Bhuta Maheshwaram. He does know this thing. You understand? So this is absolute consideration. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not an ordinary human being. Though, when he comes here and manifests his leela, he acts like an ordinary human being. He dances the manifest the leela of a cowherd boy. Nanda Godhana Rakwala. He tends the cows and calves of Nanda Maharaj, a cowherd boy, as if an ordinary cowherd boy. You understand? And he also manifests this leela how he's a great thief. He steals the butter thief, from the other houses of milkmaids, you understand? Butter thief. Also steals the garments of gopis, isn't it? It is supreme in all aspects, it is supreme thief also. You understand? And thieving, the stealing, is an abominable act. Isn't it? All hate a thief. Oh, you are a thief. A thief goes to the prison house and is punished there. You understand? But stealing of Krishna is not so. It's a very nice thing. That stealing is very nice. You understand? We sing it, we glorify it. We bought a thief. And the stealing of the garments of gopis. And you can understand it, not by apparent consideration, but by absolute consideration. Some say, they're rascals, and so-called pandits, How is that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who steals the garments of gopis, the maidens of Brajbhumi, and he wants to see the naked beauty of such girls of Brajbhumi? Is it a very good act? Why he did like that and he becomes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doing such nonsense? You understand?
That's an apparent consideration.
This is apparent consideration. You understand? They say, why? He was not a very restrained person, self-restrained. Loose. Why is so loose in his beliefs? Because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should teach by his own example how one should become self-restrained. Why is so loose? He steals the garment of the gopis, the maidens of Brajbhumi, young girls of Brajbhumi, and saw their naked beauty. If we will do like that, why shall we be blamed? Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not blamed. Why shall we be blamed? You see, this question is generally asked. What will you answer?
Mahabharata says, Krishna is independent, he can do whatever he wants.
Why? I must be independent. He has granted me some independence also. I shall do whatever I like. Why not?
This is not my position.
Restraint is for me and restraint is not for him. It's a nice thing. Then I'll become Krishna. Free from all restraint. Isn't it?
That's not the answer.
No, that's not the answer. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, I am the only enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagyantapasam anumanta upadeshta dhorta bhokta maheshwara. He says in Bhagavad Gita, I am bhokta, I am upadrashta, I am anumanta, I am dhorta, I am bhokta, I am maheshwara. You understand this verse? Gopikanta, you understand this verse? Yes. No need to explain in English. You understand? I'm stressing in one point. I'm bhokta. I'm the enjoyer. I'm the only enjoyer. Nobody's enjoyer. You understand? And thereby he manifests that leela, how he's enjoyer.
Why Guru Maharaj, the people develop that idea to be enjoyed? Why the people who misinterpret, they want to enjoy it?
They want to be enjoyed. Yeah, because they are conditioned souls. Conditioned souls too. Conditioned souls want to become and to be enjoyer. Like Krishna, like God. And they say, we are God. The demons say, Ishwara aham. I am Ishwara, I am God. Isn't it? Because they have forgotten their own identity. The Supreme Personality, but they are captured by Maya. Therefore they say so. And thereby Krishna manifests this leela, how he is the only enjoyer. So nobody but Krishna can do this, can steal the garment and make the gopis naked and enjoy, because nobody is the enjoyer. You understand? He is bhokta. And gopis are bhokta. Thereby he manifests how he is bhokta and how gopis are bhokta. This is the question of bhokta and bhakta. You understand? How Krishna is enjoyer and gopis are to be enjoyed. Bhakta means to be enjoyed.
When a conditioned soul accepts to be enjoyed by Krishna, that's his real position.
Yes, that's his real position. How best I can be enjoyed? You understand? This is absolute consideration. But that is apparent consideration. How Krishna does so nonsense and becomes Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why is he not so self-restrained? Then we say, in Krishna, when he came as Krishna, he manifested all the transcendental leelas that go on there in Nitya Dham, in Golok Vrindavan. You understand? He manifested the same leela here, in this material world. You understand? He is always enjoying the gopis there. His Gopinath, the husband of gopis. And gopis have also desires. They worshipped Lord Shiva, Lord Durga, and Goddess Durga, Katyayini Bhatta, and prayed, let Krishna be our husband. And he is fulfilling their desire thereby also. You understand? But when he came as Gauranga, took sannyas. And at that time, he manifested, he displayed how restrained he was. He sannyas, yadana, vijayal sannyas. Isn't it? Even he will not touch a woman. You understand? Such restraint is there. You can see there. When he came as Gauranga. An ideal, everything ideal. Ideal sannyasi. You understand? Even Jagdananda Pandit. And Jagdananda Pandit brought the scented sandalwood oil. He didn't touch it. So self-respect. He didn't touch it. You see? This is absolute consideration, not apparent. You understand?
And this next question is, one who is playing Bhagavad Gita, although he is in our movement, maybe Prabhupada disciple, anyone, but he is playing Bhagavad Gita, according to Prabhupada, but if he is not in he is not in highest platform, that means as guru, as mean as pure devotee. That's absolute consciousness can be imparted or not. Someone explain.
Because one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master, this knowledge is imparted to him. From guru this knowledge comes. You understand? If he has completely taken shelter at the lotus feet of Guru, this knowledge will come because Guru is the manifestation of Paramatma. You understand? Who is in the heart of every living entity. So Paramatma is there always in the heart. And Guru is his outward manifestation. You understand? So this knowledge comes from Paramatma, from Guru, through Guru. When it's completely surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Guru, automatically it will come up. You understand? Dasyasti bhaktir, sarvi gunishtatro, samashti sutra. Parava bhaktasya kutamadguna, manurakena asati dhavatabhai, that we say. You understand? Also, in third canto, Srimad Brahmanu Churnama Gurum ki jyate. You understand? We also tell the story of the little boy, small boy, of Sivananda Sen, Puri Das. Mukam karoti vacharam pangulanga irvise. He is a muka. He cannot say what to say. You understand? He cannot open his mouth what to say. He doesn't know any tattva, but he gets Guru Krupa. He'll say Vedas, he'll become Vachar. That we say. This is Guru Krupa, mercy of Guru. You understand? many instances are there. He can understand when I speak in English. When I speak in Oriya, you should understand. Is it a lie?